Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'gilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We, of course, will be closing out Masechta Pesachim today and beginning the very first Mishnah, Masechta Shkalim. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Pesach. When we deal with the Korban Pesach, Achar Chatzos Metameis Hayadayim. According to this author of the Mishnah, right, the Pesach that exists after Chatzos HaLayla is Metameis Hayadayim. Of course, our Mishnah is following the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who maintains that the requirement to eat the Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos Midoraisa. And so therefore, anything that's there after Chatzos is going to be considered Nosar. Nosar means it's no longer usable. It has to be burned. And similarly, Hapigulva Nosar Metamin HaSayadayim. So of course, it's not only true for Korban Pesach. If a Korban has already gone beyond its time, or if the Kohen performs one of the services, whether it's the Shechita or the Kabbalah Sadam, the Shechting of the animal or the catching of the blood, or the Holacha, the taking of it to the Mizbech, or the Zrika, or the pouring it on the Mizbech, and he did it with the intent that it would be eaten outside of the time for the activity. So in such a situation, that carbon is no good right away. And so therefore, eating it afterwards is Metamei Sayadayim. It's going to be Metamei the hands. It's no longer a viable carbon. Berach berachas haPesach. What if a person made the bracha of the carbon Pesach? Sapatar shel sevach. If he has gone ahead and taken care of the bracha of the carbon. So if he makes the bracha baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hashem Sham Sosav Etzivanu Leachol Asah Pesach, he took care of the carbon, the bracha for a carbon, which would be Hashem Kedishanu Mitzosav Etzivanu Leachol Asah Zevach. So since a Pesach is part of a Zevach, that would have taken care of the bracha. But Berach Shal Zevach, if he made the bracha Leachol Asah Zevach, and he meant to say Pesach, Lo Patar Eshal Pesach Tibri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says he didn't take care of the bracha for the Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Zupo Teres Zu, Lo Zupo Teres Zu. He says, I don't understand. Each bracha doesn't cover for the other. They're two separate mitzvahs. It's not that one is bigger than the other. They're two separate brachos, and therefore both would have to be made. And with that, we conclude the Masechta of Pesachim. And so then the Mishnah begins, Be'echa ba'adar mashmim ala shkalim ala kalayim. On the first of Adar, the messengers of the court would go ahead and give the instructions about giving the shkalim. And they also would tell people to please go out and check your fields, not to allow a mixture of different minim to come ahead and be consumed. Be'chamisha asar bo, on the 15th day of Adar, Koranis ha-Megillah be'krachim. They read the Megillah in the walled cities. Umesaknen esadrachim esarechovos, and the Beis Din would start to repair the roads and the marketplaces from the damages resulting from rain. Ves mikvos hamayim, they would clean out the mud that might have fallen in during the rain. Bozen kol tzarchei rabin, they took care of all the needs of the public that wouldn't have been accomplished, so that they would be considered accomplished before the end of the year. Umetzaynen esakvaros, they would also make sure to mark the graves so that people were coming up to Yerushalayim to be tahor, and the Kohanim, who always needed to be tahor, would know where they could go and where they couldn't. The Yotzin afal haKalayim, and they also would go out to inspect the fields for the Kalayim, for growth among the crop, and to uproot any growth that they find within the process. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.